For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team winning in a shootout on Friday night. We'll go for 5 out of 6 tonight against Michigan Tech, joined by freshman Jackson Panzer. Start of the second period was a rough first 5 minutes. Austin Jopy gets the puck, chips it out. At what point did you see the Red Sea part and there was room for you to go?
Yeah, you know, I just looked up ice and saw a lot of ice open. Probably the loudest I've ever yelled. I was yelling, Flammer, Flammer, and great play by him to find me, and yeah, just put it away.
He had a lot more patience than I think I would have had, a lot of people would have had along the wall there. He kind of turned and saw what was in front of you, saw what was in front of him, made a perfect pass to you. Once you get the pass, now walk us through the rest of the play.
I mean, ever since I was a little kid, backhand five hole was my move, so.
Don't give away all your secrets.
I kind of blanked out. I was one-on-one with the goalie, and I thought I'd give it a whirl, and luckily it went in.
Now we go, let's fast forward to 3-on-3. Coach Cerutori's got confidence in you tonight. He puts you out there. How much confidence does that give you?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get to get extra ice, it's huge. So when I heard my name get called, I've been in that situation before, so I was just going to go do what I do and try to make the most of it.
A lot of moving parts with the forward group tonight compared to last game. Riley Funk gets hurt. That obviously is going to precipitate some of that. Flamang, though, is the extra skater, and he played a ton tonight, too. What did you guys have as chemistry tonight that was working that whole group?
Yeah, you know, we talked throughout the week that Riley Funk, he's been one of our best players this whole year. So with him out of the lineup, we knew each guy and every guy needed to step up and give a little more. And I think that was the attitude down the whole lineup, D forwards, everyone. And we gave everybody gave a little more effort.
Riley takes a ton of faceoffs. You took a fair share here in this one tonight. Talk about your mentality and your thought process going into a faceoff and how much of it is skill, how much of it is luck, how much of it is determination.
Yeah, I've always thought like the faceoff is a first 50-50 battle of a shift. So if you're able to win that, you're going to establish the zone. And yeah, you just got to mentally prepare and just dig in and hopefully you win it.
Giving up the time goal stinks. What do you guys need to do to flush that, start over tomorrow night, and just set out to get 3 more?
Yeah, I think we know what we're capable of when everybody's going, when we play a full 60. So tomorrow we just got to go in with the mindset that we're going to play a full 60 and get the job done.
Best of luck.
Thank you.